You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others.
Welcome back. Now we're going to take the contents of the past episodes and put them together to create a summation, or a conclusion, if you will. Now all this information is on my website for you to go back and review. Now, I want to remind you of something essential. To be a self-leader is more than just memorizing a framework or following a formula. It is more than just checking off the boxes of the Core of Eight. Self-leadership lives and breathes in the gray areas of life, in the uncertainty, the unpredictability, and the quiet moments of decision when no one is watching. Now, self-leadership is revealed in how you respond to that uncertainty. It is about how you grow and how you learn from everything the gray brings into your life. Now, here's the truth. No 2 days are ever the same. No 2 situations will ever demand exactly the same of you. Life is dynamic. It shifts, it moves, it surprises, it's fluid. And as a self-leader, your power lies not in avoiding the change, but in meeting it head on, every single time with intention, resilience, and wisdom. You serve yourself and your future by applying the Core of Eight constantly and consistently, not when it's convenient, not when things are easy, but always, always, and without fail. You serve yourself in becoming more skilled at navigating change. Small changes, big changes, unexpected changes, and those that hit you like a freight train. Because change never sleeps, change does not take weekends off. It is always evolving. It's always moving. And if you want to lead yourself and someday others, well, you must learn to work with change, not against it. To thrive through change, you must become the master of recognition. Learn to see the clouds forming on the horizon. Learn to trust your instincts when the ground starts shifting beneath your feet. And when you are knee-deep in change, always remember, never forget. Stay steady, stay aware, and stay growing. Now, most of the powerful tools in your leadership toolbox, well, one of the most powerful tools in your toolbox is simple but life-changing. Document everything. Yes, everything. Document the people you meet, the conversations that light you up, and the ones that challenge you. Document what you eat and how it fuels your body, or how it makes you feel, or how it drains your energy, how it makes you feel. Document the weather, your emotions, your ideas, your victories, and your setbacks. Document the seemingly small details, even things like tire pressure fluctuations, because greatness often lies in the margins we overlook. So why do I harp on it? Why do I have such passion about documenting so much? Because in the act of documenting, you create your personal blueprint for growth. You spot patterns. You recognize triggers. You identify lessons, and you learn from those lessons. You see how far you have come and how much further you have to go. You do not just learn from your mistakes, but you build better mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. But making better ones, it's smarter, wiser, and more powerful. And those better mistakes are going to catapult you forward instead of setting you back. Now, let me leave you with this. The Core of Eight is not a magic shortcut. It never has been. It never will be. It is not a Band-Aid for future deep wounds. The Core of Eight are tools, and just like any tools, they require your hands, your mind, and your heart to put them to work. They are your hammers, your chisels for carving out the best version of yourself. And before you ever think about leading others, you must first master the art of leading yourself. And that mastery, folks, starts today. In the gray, in the chaos, in the ambiguity, in the quiet. It starts wherever you are. So stay ready, stay committed, stay relentless. Your future and the future of those you will one day lead depend on it. Now, the time has come to get to work. So let's get to work. Now, in this next episode, I present to you the first in a series of interviews with individuals that I see and believe as the embodiment of self-leadership. So be sure to come back for those. They're coming soon.
I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra. Dave_Guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.